kat imma ein numiu, fitulu Stephen Lang the moon, kopsiao omang um frauti, ang ea senume amuve zamarunge. Hello students, this is Stephen Lang again, also known as omang um frauti, bringing your second lesson. Today I will be talking about plurals. In English and many languages, there is a singular and plural forms. However, Na'vi also has what is called dual and trial forms, which describes specifically two or three of something. In Na'vi, the plural would be more than three, or some unknown number. To get started, let me introduce a new word first. That word is he'ang. He'ang means insect, or literally, small animal. Then we have the plural prefix, which is ai. So ai with he'ang is ai he'ang, which would mean insects. In a sentence then, well ai he'ang it se'a. A bit basic, but it's a start. Now, as I said, there is more than one plural prefix in Na'vi. The second would be meh, and this is a dual prefix, which means two of something. Often this is used in cases where something is specifically a pair, for example, two hands, two eyes, or such. In Na'vi, the word nari means eye, nari. So two eyes would be menari. Now, to use that in a sentence, another new word is fa. Fa means with, in the sense of something you use to accomplish something, rather than the sense of an accompaniment. Something which, by means of using it, you do something. I eat with my hands would be fa. In a sentence, oetse'a menari fa. That means, I see with my eyes, or I see with my two eyes. Now, fa is what we call an adposition. This is a different name for what in English is called a preposition, except in Na'vi, it can be either before or after the noun it goes with. I used it after when I said oetse'a menari fa, but I could have also said oetse'a fa menari, and it would have meant the same thing, I see with two eyes. Finally, there is a trial prefix, when there is three of something, which works just like the dual prefix. The trial prefix is pe, pe. Adding a couple words to the vocabulary, the Na'vi word for arrow, as in a bow and arrow, is suizao, suizao. Next is another verb. This means bring or take. That word is munge, munge. In a sentence, I would say, well, pesuizao it munge. This means I bring three arrows. Well, pesuizao it munge. Some words can change slightly when used in the plural. If you'll recall one of the words from lesson one, elan, I use that as an example of how a glottal stop sounds at the beginning of a word. You may remember I used it in a sentence where I ran the elan into the previous word instead of stopping. This isn't entirely incorrect usage. Without the glottal stop, elan actually means friends rather than friend. The reason is because of something called lenition, which is basically a softening of some sounds. You don't have to remember the term, but you do need to remember to use it when it is needed. The adjectives t, p, and k become their non-adjective counterparts. The non-adjectives soften too. P becomes F, K becomes H, and T or TS becomes S, while the glottal stop is skipped completely. So, with the plural, elan becomes aelan. The lenition gets rid of the stop. But backing up a bit, I said elan is friends, not just aelan. And the reason is, once a word changes because it is plural, you can leave off the I if you want. Either way is perfectly fine, so aelan or elan, friends. This only works with the generic plural I, never with the dual or trial forms. Now, using this in a sentence, it works just like it did before, so welaelani munge means I bring friends. Or I could have said welaelani munge, again, I bring friends. So let's see what happens with some other words when we have a plural form. The word kinam, for example, means leg, kinam. The plural would be ihinam or hinam, which would mean legs. Since we have two legs though, you may find yourself instead saying mehinam, which would mean two legs. So, a verb to go with legs then would be tiran, or walk, tiran. Together in a sentence, oe tiran fa mehinam, or oe tiran mehinam fa, I walk with two legs. How about the k sound? Taking the word ketse, which means tail, ketse, the plural then becomes I ketse, or ketse. Then we would have the word for blue, eon. I ketse lu eon, tails are blue. Or ketse luean, tails are blue. Now the P sound. The word pam means sound. I fam or just fam would mean sounds. Now a word to go with sounds, staum, which means here. Staum. Using these, well I fam it staum, I hear sounds, or while famits daum, I hear sounds. The p sound starts the word p'un, which means arm. P'un. Arms would then be aipun or just p'un. But let's do two arms, mepun. Now, another descriptive word, t'ur, which means strong. T'ur. Mepunu t'ur. Two arms are strong. Now the T sound. A word I imagine most of you know, daronyu, which means hunter. The plural is aisaronyu or saronyu. Now a verb, za'u, which means come, za'u. Aisaronyu za'u, hunters come, or saronyu za'u. For the T sound, you may remember the word tep, which means fire. The plural is then aitep or tep. Or if I wanted to talk about three fires, I could say p'etep, p'etep. Well, p'etepikmo. I create three fires. Well, p'etepikmo. Finally, on the subject of plurals, let's talk about many people. I have introduced the words oe, nga, and po, which mean me, you, and him or her, respectively, but that's only one person. Well, if I wanted to talk about more than one person, it works the same way as any other word. So while oe would be one of me, ioe would be many of me, or more familiarly, it would mean us. Ioe. Ioe saronyulu. We are hunters. The same works with you. If I'm talking to one person, I would refer to them as nga. But if I was referring to a group of people with which I was talking, I would refer to them as ainga. Many of you. Ainga. Now, to give an example, I'll bring out another adposition. I said fa means with before, but English with means many things, and fa only covers some of them. Some others are covered by who, which means with as in the sense of accompaniment. You go somewhere with someone. Who. Angahu elan za'u. You all come with friends. For referring to someone besides me or the person that I'm talking to, of course, is the word po. But here, if you recall, the P sound in the plural becomes F. So many of him or her, or what we would refer to as them in English, becomes aifo, or just fo. Folu elan, they are friends. Or aifolu aelan, they are friends. In those examples, I either did or didn't use the plural prefix on both words, but that's not a requirement. You can use them on just one or the other. I could have just as easily said aifolu elan or folu aelan. And like other words, we also have the dual form meh. Now, something interesting happens when we use meo with oe. Specifically, they combine a little bit and lose a syllable. Rather than meoe, it becomes just moe for two of us. That is the only one that has anything odd happening. Two other people would be mefo, and two of you would be menga. Now, when I've been talking about us, those words include me and other people, but it does not include you, the person that I'm speaking to. For that, Na'vi has a separate word. Unsurprisingly enough, it is just a combination of me and you, oe and nga. But it gets shortened to just weng. Weng lu meilan, you and I are friends. Weng lu meilan, you and I are friends. This, of course, can also be plural as I weng. This means many people, including me and you, an all-inclusive us. However, this can be a bit long in some cases, especially for what can be such a common word. So there is a contracted form as well, ao nga. It means the same thing still, but it can be said shorter in many cases. For example, how about the word echo, which means attack? Echo. And it does start with a glottal stop in case you could not hear it. I weng al fut echo, we attack them. Or aungal fut echo, we attack them. You may notice aungal is a little shorter than I weng al. There is no dual form of weng because it's already two people normally. But of course, it does take the trial form oeng, which means you, me, and someone else. The other words can be in a trial form just like the dual form for oe, penga, and pefo. These prefixes work on pretty much any noun. Just remember that if you use them with one of those hard consonants, the p, t, or k, and their adjectives, ts, or a glottal stop, that you need to soften it through lenition. Alright, let's review the vocabulary we learned in this lesson. We have the plural prefix I, then the dual prefix me, the trial prefix e, he'ang, which means insect, I he'ang, which means insects, nari, I, menari, two eyes, suizao, arrow, esuizao, three arrows, elan or aelan, friends, kinam, leg. Ahinam or Hinam, legs. Mehinam, two legs. Ketzeh, tail. Aiketzeh or Ketzeh, tails. Pam, sound. Aifam or Fam, sounds. Pun, arm. Aipun or Pun, arms. Mepun, two arms. Taronyu, hunter. Aisaronyu or Saronyu, hunters. Aitep or Tep, fires. Etep, three fires. Ioe, us, but not you. Anga, many of you. Aifo or Fo, many of them. Moe, me and someone else. Mefo, two of them. Menga, two of you. Weng, you and I. Aiweng or Aunga, all of us. Oe, me and two others. Oeng, me, you, and someone else. Enga, you three. Efo, three of them. Munge, take or bring. Deran, walk. Staum, here. Zau, come. Eko, attack. Ean, blue. Tur, strong. Fa, with in the sense of by means of. Hu, with in the sense of accompaniment. Now a few more sentences to leave you with here. Wel me saronyut staum, I hear three hunters. Fofapun eko, they attack with arms. Moe za'u, the two of us come. Oep engahu tiran, I walk with you three. I hope that this has been instructional. Until next time, ki evamo tewa engahu.